If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
She's back. Guys, I am so back. This is the Believing in Her podcast with me, Emily Howes. I've had a long break from podcasting. I only done one full-on series where I spoke a lot about my healing journey and things that I was doing to get through my breakup, or things that I had done to get through my breakup. And then I just had a long break. Summer's been here. I've been so busy with my actual job. I actually do work, guys. I own two salons and it's been full on. Summer is our busiest time of year and it's just been so crazy. I've had so much going on. I've had distractions and I've actually just realized that I really want to take this time to now be on my own, really on my own, and really focus on myself. And I feel like this year has just been chaos. I can't believe it's already August. I do not know where the hell this year has gone. It has been so full on and it's just gone so fast. And I feel like I'm going through so many life changes. And I want to bring you guys along on those life changes. This episode is going to be a catch-up episode. I'm going to talk about everything that's going on in my life right now and what I'm doing going forward. And I'm excited to share it with you guys. I've really missed filming or recording my podcast episodes. I feel like they really kept me in check when I was filming my podcast episodes. I felt like I was really leveling up every time I filmed an episode because everything I was saying was literally what I was doing at the time. I felt like I was really focusing on myself and really healing and really bettering myself and really becoming like the highest version of myself. And you know, summer's come along and life's been very crazy the last couple of months. Like when I actually really think about it, like what the hell has been going on in my life? Like it's just been pure chaos, but I've got some really exciting life changes coming up and I really want to share it with you guys because I just want to share every part of my journey with you all. I have grown a bit more of a following on TikTok in the last couple of months and that's been where my focus has been, and obviously with my salons. But I really want to start podcasting again because I actually love it. I love talking so much and everything I said in my series one of this podcast was so true. And so like I genuinely think I gave such good advice in those episodes and I'm actually going to listen back to them because I don't think I've lost myself at all, but I feel like maybe I've not been taking my own advice in the last month or so. And I really want to get that back. I want to get my bad bitch energy back. I want to get my black cat energy back, whatever you want to call it. I want her back. I want to be the best version of myself again. And I have already seen the changes from this year that I have made being put into place. Like I genuinely do feel like such a better person. I feel like I've got so much more self-respect. I feel like I've got so much more self-discipline. I feel like I'm genuinely okay on my own and not needing like male validation or to feel like I need to be in a relationship or anything like that. I genuinely feel like I'm so content and happy on my own at the moment. But I just feel like there are a few tweaks that I still need, and that's fine. A healing journey isn't meant to be perfect. I've spoke about this so many times. Healing isn't linear. You're going to have hiccups. You're going to have bumps in the road. You aren't going to be perfect 24/7. I still make mistakes. As much as I've worked on myself so much this year, I still make mistakes. I still get upset. I still get angry. I still probably do things wrong. And I feel like I said, like what I said earlier, filming this podcast keeps me in check. Like when I'm speaking these things out loud and these rules to live by out loud, it genuinely reminds me to live my life like that and just not to lose myself. So anyway, let's get into this episode. Like I said, this episode is going to be a catch-up episode. I'm not going to talk about everything that's gone on in the last couple of months because we will be here for about 14 days. But I'm going to talk about the changes that I'm making going forward. And I have a massive life change happening. I am actually moving to Dubai. Saying it out loud just sounds so crazy because a couple of years ago, I never thought I would have moved abroad ever, especially Dubai. It's never, ever, ever been on my bucket list. It's never even been a place that I really, truly wanted to visit. It's just never been on my radar. I never thought I would move abroad at all, let alone somewhere like Dubai, a place that I'd never been to until this year. So when I went to Bali in January, I fell in love with Bali. Now, I know Bali and Dubai are completely different ends of the spectrum. However, both of those countries I fell so deeply in love with. Both countries I went for around 3 weeks. So I went to Bali for 3 weeks in January and I went to Dubai 3 weeks end of May. And both countries, I just felt like I was at home. Like both countries, I felt so at peace and so safe and so happy and just... So I can't explain it, guys. Like, it's just a feeling that I can't explain. Like, I just felt so myself. And I don't know what it is about the UK, but I have so much going for me in the UK. I have my dream career. I have my dream apartment. I had my dream car. I have such great friends and family around me. But I don't feel like myself. I feel like there's something missing, and I didn't feel like that when I was in Bali and Dubai. I genuinely felt like my happier self. And when I was in Bali, I was literally going through the initial parts of my breakup, and I still felt so happy and so content. And I've been to so many other countries. I've been to Florida, I've been to New York, I've been to Spain, I've been to Mykonos, I've been to other parts of Greece, I've been to other parts of Spain, and genuinely, none of those places ever made me feel like I was at home. I've enjoyed them. I've had the best time ever on those holidays, but I've never felt at peace and at home like I did when I was in Bali and Dubai. Now, the reason I've come to the decision to move to Dubai is, well, there's a few reasons. We're going to start with the reason one. Everyone around me in the UK is either settling down and having babies, settling down and getting a mortgage, settling down and getting married. Everyone's in very solid long-term relationships around me, and I am so happy for them. Genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, I genuinely am so happy for them. But unfortunately, that is just not the stage that I'm at in my life right now. I am still very much single. I am still very much on my own. I'm still very much focused on my business and growing my salons and my brands and just really trying to figure out my life. And genuinely, if you asked me like 5-6 years ago, I never thought I would be still single at 28, or not still single, but just single at 28 years old. I'm turning 29 in like 2 months. I never thought I would be single living on my own at this age. Genuinely, I've always been such a relationship girl. I never really wanted kids young. I've never been one of those people that were desperate to have children or extremely maternal. Kids have never really been massively on my radar, especially now. Like, if anything, more so now, I'm swaying to not wanting kids anytime soon. However, I never thought I would still be single at this age. I never thought I would be moving abroad at this age. And some people might think, oh, maybe she's having a bit of a midlife crisis. Maybe I am, who knows? But I know that this is the right thing to do. Like, I genuinely feel it. Not one part of me, well, there are a few parts of me that are like, ah, is this the right decision? But at the same time, I know it feels right. Like, I'm a firm believer in nothing amazing happens within your comfort zone. I have said that from day one. I've said that in multiple episodes of my podcast. I have always believed that nothing great happens within your comfort zone. Now, I am the most impulsive person ever. When I get an idea in my head, I will go for it. And a lot of my friends, like I said, are in really happy, healthy relationships. They're in their little bubbles. And that is so amazing for them. Genuinely, I'm so happy for them. There is going to be a point in my life that I do really want that. I am a relationships girl still. I am a lover girl still. But I am trusting the universe that that isn't what I'm meant to have right now, because I don't have it, and that is fine. I'm not meant to have a relationship right now, and that's absolutely fine. That is not what is aligning in my life right now. But when I went to Dubai earlier this year, I genuinely just felt so happy, and I saw a different part of the world where everyone else was extremely happy. Everyone was in good spirits. Every person I met out there couldn't have been nicer to me. And I don't want to be rude to the people around me in the UK, because I love every single person that I'm around, but everyone is quite happy just in their normal lives. And I know I was not put on this earth to live just a normal mundane life. I don't want to go to work every day, then come home to an empty flat on my own and cook and clean and have a shower and go to bed. I don't want to do that, guys. I want to live my absolute best life. I want to try it all. I want to experience living in another country where everything's fast-paced and people are more motivated and driven and ambitious. I want to try that. Like, I want to go out there and strive for more. And I don't know if that's a good trait or a bad trait, because I never seem to be fully satisfied where I'm at, because I do have my dream life here. Genuinely, I do. I've got my dream flat, my dream car, my dream business. Everything in my life is good, and I still want more. Like I said, that could be seen as a bad thing, that I'm always striving for more and always chasing the next best thing. But I feel like I won't stop until I've got it. And I don't know what that is, but I'm going to keep going until I get it. And I'm sorry, I'm talking so fast in this episode because I'm so passionate about it. But I've always known that I've wanted the best for myself. Genuinely, I've always tried to work hard. And it's also been a bad thing, because I've also been a people pleaser in the past. And I've also been taken advantage of in the past. And, you know, bad things have happened to me for trying to be the best version of myself, which sounds crazy, but I just know now that I genuinely want better for myself. And coming back to an empty flat every single night where I'm paying an extortionate price for rent and bills is lonely. It's boring. Like, I know that there's more out there to life than sitting in my little flat in the countryside where the only thing that's around is fields and sheep and other farm animals. I know there's more to life than that. I know I was not put on this earth to live a mediocre life. And I am so excited for this next chapter. I don't know where it's going to take me. I don't know what's going to come of it. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to keep up with the lifestyle in Dubai. I might not be able to handle it. It might be too much for me. I might realise that actually the UK is an amazing place to be and that I was much happier here. But I won't know until I try it. And I genuinely believe everyone should take risks in life, because every risk that I've taken has paid off. It might have taken a while to pay off, but it has eventually paid off. And I really believe in like the domino effect. Like, if I didn't go to Dubai in May, then I would never even dream of moving there. I was really, really, really lucky that I even got the opportunity to go to Dubai and spend 3 weeks there. And I'm really grateful for the fact that I got to do that. And I really, really enjoyed myself. Like I said, it's the happiest I've felt in so long. It's the safest I've felt in so long. And I really want that feeling back. Maybe I am just chasing a feeling. I don't know. But I won't know until I try it. And I am super excited for this next adventure. I also think that I love the fear of the unknown, like, because I have no idea what's going to happen, guys. I'm really, truly winging it. Like, I really don't have many plans in place once I'm there. I am just going to wing it. But I love that. I don't like having every little thing planned out. And this year has taught me to just let things be, to just trust the universe and go with the flow. And what is meant to be will be. And like I said, it is the domino effect. If I hadn't have gone out there earlier this year because of certain circumstances, or a situation that I found myself in, I wouldn't even be thinking about moving there. So the fact that that happened earlier this year, like, I'm genuinely grateful for, and everything happens for a reason, because now I am moving, well, I'm trying to move to Dubai. So the plan as it stands is that I have my Airbnb booked for 6 weeks, and I'm just going to try it out for 6 weeks. Hopefully I fall in love with it. Hopefully I can work even harder and be surrounded by even more motivated people, more enthusiastic, ambitious driven people. Hopefully that gives me the kick up the ass that I need to push my salons even more. I mean, at the moment, already since I've made the decision to move to Dubai, I have been giving my business my all. I've just got this newfound motivation and enthusiasm again, because I felt so stuck in a rut before I made this decision. I just felt like I was working to exist. I didn't feel like I was living. I didn't feel like I was gaining anything out of life other than going into work, seeing my clients, coming home and sitting in my flat on my own. And I just know deep down that this is going to be the best thing for me. I'm manifesting it, guys. I manifest everything, you know this. And I had the idea of moving to Dubai, and I'm making it happen. And I genuinely think you've just got to be positive in these situations and truly believe that it's going to work out, for it to work out. If I kept telling myself, like, oh, this isn't the right thing to do, you don't even have a job out there, how are you going to survive, you don't know that many people, are you going to feel lonely, like, it's not going to work out. It's absolutely not going to work out, and you will just simply talk yourself out of something. But I have such a positive mindset when it comes to situations like this, and I truly believe that it's absolutely going to work out for me. I know it's going to work out for me. I know I'm going to have the best time there. I know I'm going to thrive there. I know my businesses are going to do so much better. I know I'm going to feel more driven. I know I'm going to feel even more enthusiastic and ambitious, and I just cannot wait. I've made about 40 vision boards since I've decided to move to Dubai, and setting it as my wallpaper on my laptop and my phone just is giving me the motivation to just strive for more. So I'm super, super excited. I'm also sad because I do love my life back in the UK. I do. It's just not fulfilling enough for me. When I've seen parts of the world that have been so amazing, where you constantly see the sunset and the sunrise every single day, and the people are just so much happier, like, how can I not take this opportunity? I've got no responsibilities other than my salons, which I can absolutely run from anywhere in the world. I have no children, no boyfriend. Yes, I have family here, but someone told me that they went away to Australia for a good 5 years, and then when they came home, nothing had changed. Everyone was still in the exact same place with their exact same partners, in their exact same jobs, in their exact same house. And I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person that in 5 years time, or 10 years time, or 20 years time, I look back and think, oh, I should have done that. Like, I never want to be the person that says, oh, what if I just done that? Like, I want to do it. I want to live that life. I want to look back and be like, oh well, I tried and it didn't work. Or I want to look back and be like, I'm so freaking glad I took that opportunity and I just went with it. And things like this don't really scare me. Like, obviously I'm a little bit nervous, and I genuinely think if things don't scare you, then it probably isn't the right decision. Like, things should scare you a little bit, but not to the point of like not wanting to go. Like, I do feel like this is definitely the right decision for me and like the stage of my life that I'm at, and I'm really excited to bring you guys along. I'm gonna try and do an episode every single week, like a catch-up episode, and obviously still give you my advice, guys. Like, I want this to be a reason for you guys to take a risk, because genuinely, like I said, every single risk I've ever taken has paid off, and if it hasn't, then it's been a good lesson. I have a lot of lessons that I've learned, and a lot of things have happened in my life that have then in the future made something better happen. Like when one door closes, another door opens. And I genuinely believe that. Like I genuinely believe everything happens for a reason. And if it's not a blessing, then it's a lesson. So I want you guys to come on this journey with me. I'm super excited. Like I said, I'm going to try and do one episode every single week. And I just can't wait, guys. Like I'm just so excited. I'm starting to sell absolutely everything I own in my flat because I have nowhere to store it. I cannot put it all in my parents' house. They will absolutely have a fit. So I am slowly starting to sell everything. I've sold my car, which was my dream car, which was sad for me to actually let go of because that is probably one of my biggest achievements. But I just know that this is all going to a better lifestyle. And like I said, I'm really, really excited. You can follow me on TikTok because I post a lot of updates on there. It is literally emilyhales.kiss. So that's emilyhales.x. And also on Instagram, if you want to follow me there too, you can follow my podcast page, which is Believing in Her podcast on Instagram. And if you want me to talk about any other topics or you want any advice on anything to do with business or life or girly talks or anything at all, then please message me on there because I absolutely can't wait to start this podcast again and just give all my life advice. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, guys. I know it was only a small one. It was just a little catch-up episode to let you guys know what the hell I'm doing in my life. But I am really, really excited. And I know this chapter is going to be amazing for me. I've had an amazing 18 months. Well, actually longer than that now. 20 months living on my own, not in my parents' house anymore, in the countryside. I've had an amazing 20 months and that's going for a breakup as well. But I just know my time's up here and I'm really glad that I'm leaving on a high. Like I know that I love this flat so much. It's currently 10:30 in the evening, guys, and I'm still waffling on. But I know that I'm leaving on a high and I can always look back at this flat with fond memories. But I just know it's time for me to move on and start the next chapter of my life. And it's just the domino effect, guys. Like, if I didn't go for a breakup at the beginning of the year, there's no way in hell I would be moving to Dubai. So you've just got to trust the universe. You genuinely do. You need to let things be. You need to let things pan out the way that they should. And I just can't believe this is my life. I'm grateful every day. I don't even know what's going to happen, guys. I'd have no idea what's going to happen, but I can't wait to fill you in on all the updates, all the stories. It's going to be so fun and I just can't wait. Wish me luck because I'm probably going to need it somewhere down the line. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode and I will see you in the next one. Bye.